The U.S. Army has stopped handing over confiscated weapons and ammunition to Afghan militia following criticism it was strengthening regional warlords. The United States military has handed over several trucks full of confiscated ammunition to Afghan National Army for training. The ammunition was uncovered in three weapon caches in southern Afghanistan and is the largest donation to the country's fledgling army. The Afghan National Army is meant to replace scattered militias commanded by regional warlords. After criticism it was strengthening regional warlords, the U.S. Army has said it will only donate usable weapons to the Afghan National Army and destroy those which are damaged.
So the purpose of this policy is to go in line with our goals of training the ANA as well as weaning the AMF and the regional commanders of this ammunition so therefore that we can demobilize them or else integrate them within the Afghan National Army.
Critics worried that arming private militias would fuel fighting between rival warlords, destabilize Afghanistan and undermine the fragile government of President Hamid Karzai.
But for clarity's sake, we've gone back out and said, this is it. This is cut and dried. It either goes to the Afghan National Army at the Kabul Military Training Facility, that Afghan National Army, or it's destroyed.
The Afghan National Army is still developing slowly. The army has faced problems attracting recruits due to low pay. Only 1,400 have so far been trained with the help of the United States and Britain. Ashima Sharda, ANI.